Welcome to the Salvation Prayer Mission Worldwide Podcast with Bishop K.V. Ransford.
There was a fourth man in the fire. Come and say, there was a fourth man. Come and say, there was a fourth man. Come and say, there was a fourth man. In the fire. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Let's go to our key scripture. Daniel 3.
Daniel was taught.
Hallelujah.
Man.
If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us.
Come and say, the God we
serve. Let me allow God to open your eyes.
They
told King Nebuchadnezzar, do what you want to do. Number two, the God we serve. Have you forgotten that they were also serving Nebuchadnezzar? But King Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to worship. You see, sometimes you can be working at a particular place, and what they believe in is not what you believe in. But it doesn't mean you are part of them. Let them know what you believe in. And that is where what you believe in will show up. Because you hide what you believe in, God cannot show up. What a mystery. Because you hide what you believe, God cannot show up. But when you open up what you believe in, God shows up.
Hallelujah.
He said, when you lift me up, I will draw all men. So the revelation here is for you to lift him up. I said, what? For you to lift him up at your workplace. Let them know what you believe in. In school, let them know what you believe in. At your office, let them know what you believe in. Because a time is coming, they'll come to you for solution. Are you hearing me? Don't be ashamed of what you believe in. Tell someone, don't be ashamed. Come and say, don't be ashamed. Come and say, don't be ashamed. Come and say, don't be ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Don't be ashamed of what you believe in. Because that is what you showcase for. You can call upon your bar. I will call upon Elohim. And he who answered by fire. Have you forgotten that God answers by fire? And King Nebuchadnezzar is preparing fire. And that fire is not an answer. That fire is a condition. But the fire of God is an answer. So Jesus. Why don't you clap for the Lamb of God? He said, the Lord will rescue us. Tell somebody, the Lord will rescue me. Come and say, the Lord will rescue me. Come and say, the Lord will rescue me. That is rescue 333. The Lord will rescue you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's hear the response. The fourth man in the fire.
Verse 18. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of God you have set up.
Look at me.
Bishop.
They gave King Nebuchadnezzar two conditions. He said, even when you throw us, the Lord that we serve will rescue. But even if he doesn't,
we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up.
Watch me. In the realms of the spirit, your divine identity, let the enemy know who you are in
Christ.
Let the enemy know. The enemy fears those who know who they are.
My God.
Come and say the enemy fears.
Those
who know we are in Christ.
Go your Christ. My God.
They know. I know who I am. They know who they are. They say, even we want you to know. O king. They even honored him about his kingship. They never brought him down. They acknowledged his office.
Office
king. That will not serve your cause or worship the image of God you have set up. Watch me. In the realms of the spirit, there is a demonic setup against your life, but your divine identity will bring them down in the name of Jesus. The set is up. The set is not down. Shout
hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Verse
19. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Pause here. There's something I want God to open your eyes. The more the enemy begin to see that you know your identity, your divine identity, and the God that you serve, they are always furious. When they see you, they are furious. Because when you meet them, you tell them about who you are in the Lord. It doesn't make them happy. So the more they declared their divine identity and their loyalty to the Lord and the God that they serve, the more Nebuchadnezzar became furious. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude towards them changed.
So sometimes your divine identity will showcase different types of attitude at your workplace, in your household, in your community. It's not because you have done something wrong, it's because of what you believe in. So some of the attitude is because of your divine identity. It's not that you have done something wrong, but you showcase to them that this is who you are in the Lord, and they don't like it. It's when they show you attitude, you show God gratitude. Are you hearing me? When they show you attitude, show God gratitude because you have seen who they are. Oh, why don't you clap for the Lamb of God? But sometimes, if you don't descend and they show you attitude, you also fight back. So attitude against attitude. Who wins? So somebody will see you and they don't like you. It's not because you have done something wrong, but it's because of what you are carrying. Are you hearing me, church? It's because of what you are carrying and your divine identity. They can see the glory of God upon your life. They can see the hand of God. They can even hear from your language. They can hear the way you are talking. You don't just talk. You talk about the power of God. When you are talking, you don't just talk. You talk about the power of God. You talk about the things of God. You talk about the word. And now they fear you and they show you attitude.
My God.
Because those days,
Kalomalang,
you had the same language.
Lumelinye.
But now your language has changed. Your language has changed. You don't speak your language again. You speak a heavenly language. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Those days,
Kalomalang,
your chatting was in a different direction. But now, there is a change. But now, there is a turnaround. Your turnaround has made them angry. So there was attitude. Come and say attitude. Come and say attitude. Attitude or no attitude, you cannot change the thought that you serve. Attitude or no attitude, your divine identity is unshakable, is unmovable, is unbreakable. Somebody shout
hallelujah.
And give the Lord a shout.
Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude changed towards them. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter.
The Lord open your eyes. That the blazing fire or the furnace is in 2 types. The ordinary one. Those who bow to the words of King Nebuchadnezzar, there is no problem. But those who challenge because of their divine identity, they maximize 7 times. I was asking myself, what is a meter attached to the furnace for them to know how hot it is 7 times? They didn't know when they maximized the furnace, they also maximized the perfection of the 3 guys. Are you sure you are clapping for
Jesus?
Because the number 7 is perfection. When King Nebuchadnezzar was maximizing the blazing fire, it was also perfecting your life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The more the fire, the more the glory. The more the fire, the more the breakthrough. The more the fire, the more the miracle. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He said, you know why?
Yes.
These guys
are
too stubborn. In my kinship, I've never come across stubborn guys like this who can challenge me for me to maximize the furnace 7 times
hotter.
Watch me. Some of you, there are certain challenges that you went through and you kept on asking yourself, why is it that any challenge about me is out of the ordinary? It's not like the way others are also encountering. Watch me. You see, your divine identity will determine the type of fire you go through. It's not the same.
I suck no fana.
The more the enemy maximizes, the more the Lord elevates you. Somebody shout
hallelujah.
The more the challenges, the more the elevation. The more the challenge, the more the changes. The more the problems, the more the promises. Everything in your life, I see the Lord turning it around. Somebody shout
hallelujah.
Now watch me. There is a season of fire which is not of God but from the hands of a man. Now watch me. They were getting closer to their elevation. They were getting closer to their breakthrough. They were getting closer to the God that they serve and their divine identity. Watch me. After this scripture, whatever King Nebuchadnezzar did, he had to maximize the furnace 7 times hotter. And God also came to him and sent him to the bush for 7 years. So anything the enemy does to you, there is a payback. And this time around, God turned him into an animal. And he was eating grass. Your enemies will eat grass. I say, your enemies will eat grass. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know why it's happened that way? He told the three guys, let me see the God that can rescue you out of my hands that provoke God. He said, don't worry, I will showcase my glory here, but I will meet you on the other side. Go ahead.
He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual. Verse 20. And commanded some of the strongest soldiers in army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Watch
and throw them into the blazing furnace.
Number one, 7 times hotter. Don't forget that. Number two, the soldiers that are more what? Stronger. The strongest. Sometimes, regardless of what the enemy is preparing for you, the people the enemy assigns to hold your life, relax. They are holding you, but they are holding God. Don't forget the meaning of their names. So each shoulder that gets closer, or a soldier that holds the interpretation of your names,
reacts.
Strongest. Come on, say strongest. Come on, say strongest.
You
see, your divine identity doesn't look at strength. How strong a human being is. So underline that. Go ahead.
He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
They were also tied up. They were not at their liberty. But watch me. Their names cannot be tied up. Your identity, your divine identity, cannot be tied up. They can hold you physically, but they cannot tie up your divine identity. Are you getting the revelation? So they were tied up. They never fought them. They gave the king an advanced knowledge that our God will rescue us. So do whatever you want to do. Now watch me. I'm also tempted to believe that King Nebuchadnezzar feels that the way these guys are stubborn in the spirit, if he's to push them in, they can run out. Because nobody stands in front of him and declare what they believe.
No,
these guys, we cannot just leave them like that. Let's tie them. The more they are tying you, the more God is releasing you. Shout hallelujah. The more they want to tie your career, God is releasing your career. Shout
hallelujah.
Go ahead.
He commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace.
Watch me. They were not pushed in. They were thrown. Listen, they gathered them. They tied them. Strong soldiers. And they threw them. It was not gentle. They had to throw them. Something wants to throw you. But they don't know where you will land.
Abayazi uyawumakoliphicala.
We cannot stop them from throwing us, but they don't know who will catch us and where we will land. They were throwing them, but they didn't know who
will
catch them. They were throwing them, they didn't know where they will land. Watch me. It can be hotter in the furnace, but when they throw them, God can turn it around into a nice mattress and an air condition. A nice aircon. Air condition.
Hallelujah.
They were throwing them. They don't know who will catch them. They were throwing them. They don't know where they will land. They were throwing them. They don't know even the temperature inside.
Jesus. Yo.
They don't know the temperature inside. They knew. But when they threw them in, they don't know the temperature inside. The enemy doesn't know the temperature that you are enjoying in your life. They thought they are firing you. They thought they are looking for you. They thought they want to kill you. But they don't know how God is surviving and how God is preserving you. So there are three things here. It is easy for them to throw, but they don't know who is catching them. If it's easy for them to throw, but they don't know how they will land. And number three, they can throw them into the fire, but they don't know the condition in that fire. Do you still remember the Israelites and the Egyptians? God was able to command light in a particular area. Then with the Egyptians, God gave them darkness. But they were on the same place. Come and say they threw them in. Go ahead.
Verse 21. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace.
Watch me here. Number four. You see, when you know your divine identity, there is a spiritual robe that you wear in the spirit. So they had their robes, and that robes represents their spiritual identity in the spirit and what they are wearing. That is why you need to understand, in the kingdom of God there are robes according to the assignment given to you and according to your office. But many a times, some of us, we leave our spiritual robes. That is why we are able to encounter a lot of challenges. And certain things are able to get into us. But within the fire, they wore their own ropes. Never throw down your ropes. Wear your ropes. Your divine identity ropes. Wear it in the name of Jesus. They wore them. Their robes. That is why when you are working for God, or you are doing something for God, there is a level of a robe that in the realms of the spirit you wear. Shout
Jesus.
Don't forget that. And this man wearing their robes. Are you still wearing your robes? The robes of intercession. The robes to worship. The robes to witness. To serve is a robe. Shout Jesus.
So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, and turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace.
Come on, say they were thrown in.
You
see, what you believe in will be tested. You see, they had a voice. They told King Nebuchadnezzar, even when you throw us, it was not just words. They meant it. It was what they believed in. So the king threw them into the blazing furnace.
22.
What happened?
Verse 22. The king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Watch me. You see, the enemy must be very careful when they want to push you into a trouble. They will end up in that trouble. The enemy must be careful when they are looking for you to disgrace you. They will rather be disgraced. Because you see what? Listen. When they were holding them, it was not just ordinary human beings. They were holding the interpretation of their divine identity. How can you hold God is gracious and survive? How can you hold the Lord will help me, has already helped me, and you prevail? So the king's command was agent. Watch me. The enemy can give any agent word, but it cannot touch you. The word agent here means they want to finish them quick. Something want to finish you quick. Something want to finish your life quick. Something want to finish your career quick. Something want to finish your marriage quick. Something want to finish you, but they cannot finish you. The Lord will come for you. They will rather die in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If they want you to go, they will rather go. If they want you to die, they will rather die. Come on, say it was agent. But these guys are too stubborn. They must go quick. I don't
want
to see them. I don't even want to see their faces. For them to challenge me. The enemy hates when you know your divine identity. The enemy hates when you can look at the enemy and tell the enemy the mind of God and tell the enemy who you are in Christ. They hate you.
Yeah.
The king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers.
Watch
who took
me.
Up Shadrach.
If flames, not even the fire, can kill the same King Nebuchadnezzar's soldiers, how much more Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fire? Flames are killing. How much more the fire? Just a flame. Is killing his own soldiers. Just a flame is killing his own strong army. That should be a sign to King Nebuchadnezzar that God these three guys serve. Now watch me, church. They are demonstrating their divine identity. They are ready to die. They are ready to pay the price. They are ready to take any risk.
We hope you were blessed by the word of the Lord. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on +27 833 470749. for daily decrees with Bishop, you can follow us on our social media platforms. On Facebook, search for Salvation Prayer Mission Worldwide, Miracle Center, and your life will never be the same again.